What was the experience of Jesus on this night? If we really understand that Jesus was fully human, that he experienced life with all of life's joys and disappointments, as you and I do, this night must have been very emotionally painful experience. He, by all accounts, knew that this was the last night of his life. He also knew that one with whom he had shared all the ups and downs of the past 3 years was about to betray him and hand him over to those who would end his life. He knew that the events that were unfolding could not possibly end well. And so he was doing the work of those who are preparing to die. He was trying to prepare those who cared about him and those whom he had been instructing for the last 3 years to carry on the work that he would no longer be doing himself. This is the night of last instruction, the final words for Jesus' followers so that they can carry on. It has come to be known as Maundy Thursday. Maundy, the Middle English word meaning mandate. This is Mandate Thursday. It is the day in which he gives his disciples, his followers, the mandate. Jesus gives his gathered friends their marching orders for what they are to do, how they are to carry on his mission in his absence. And what is his mandate? Love. That's it. Love. A servant-like, ego-abandoning love. The mandate is love. Love as I have loved you, as I am about to show you. Love to the point that you are emptied, that you are no longer, but love remains. That is a steep order. That is a tough command. On this night, many people in Episcopal churches are washing each other's feet. On this night, all people in Episcopal churches will be celebrating the Holy Eucharist. Both of those events are foreshadowed in our gospel reading. It is easy, albeit somewhat awkward and uncomfortable, to wash each other's feet. The Eucharist, the breaking of the bread and sharing of the gifts at the communal table, is so much of the life that we experience in our recent tradition that it would seem unnatural to forego communion. In the 1979 prayer book, we really took hold of Jesus' admonition to gather at the table and do this in remembrance of me. And for those of us who have been in the church since 1979, the joining together at the table at each service to accept the body and blood of our Lord Christ is a given. Both the act of servanthood that Jesus modeled in the washing of feet for his disciples and modeling a reversal of roles and the act of the Eucharist, the sharing in his very body and blood, are central to our faith. But neither of those acts are the mandate that Christ left for us. His mandate is this: love. Not gushy-mushy, touchy-feely love, but what has been termed unconditional positive regard, wishing only the best for everyone. That's the mandate we have from Christ on the last night of his life. That is Christ's last will and testament, that his followers love as we have been loved. There are no conditions on this love. There are no loopholes or escape clauses. Jesus does not say love if the person in question behaves a certain way, lives up to your expectations, or follows your conditions for right living. He merely says, love, period. without exception, without any clauses. That is the mandate of Mandate Thursday. And here we are gathered to hear that mandate. Was that all why we came here tonight? Did we want to be reminded of our mandate as Christians, or did we come for another reason? The stripping of the altar at the end of the service is a powerful and visible reminder of the reality of the walk to the cross, the starkness that we move toward over the next 24 hours. But the stripping of the altar does nothing to remind us of the mandate of Maundy Thursday. That mandate is very simply to love. On the last night of Christ's life, as one of his closest friends hands him over to those who want nothing more than to be rid of him, Jesus gives a mandate. And that mandate is not revenge. That mandate is not righting the wrongs that have been done, nor retribution, nor vindication, but love. Love is the mandate that Christ gives all his followers, and the mandate is hard, very hard. It's easy to wash feet, and it's awkward, and sometimes very meaningful. The whole of things pouring water over clean, mostly manicured feet in the year 2014 is pretty innocuous. Coming to the table and accepting the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is a gift that we all receive gratefully. We have no complaints with that invitation whatsoever. But the mandate of this day, the mandate our Lord left on his last day to love, seems to be a real problem with today. But there it is, right in our faces, one more time again. Love as you have been loved. How can you spew political diatribes against those who disagree with you and claim to love? How can we condemn those who do not think like we do and imagine that we are following Christ's mandate to love? How can we look for the worst in situations and run to the nearest ear to tell our jaded oppression and believe that we are following the mandate that we have been given? Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, does a really good midrash on Jesus' mandate for his followers. He gives flesh to the mandate to love and tells us this. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoings, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. This is our mandate. The world at large is not interested in our mandate. This mandate of love does not sell. The reason that this mandate does not sell is that we do not follow it. If we followed the mandate to love, Fox and MSNBC would be out of business. If we followed the mandate of love, reality TV would be out of business. We would not have a television show about people who are naked and afraid. Just the title alone is contradictory to the call of the gospel. The mandate of Maundy Thursday is love as we have not been loved, as we have been loved. That mandate is not secluded or sequestered to this space of Grace Church. It is a mandate for our lives in the world. These are our walking orders as we move forward into this holiest time of the church calendar year. We need not move forward if we don't take our mandate seriously. The mandate is love.